preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, sir.
Folks can survive.
Hey, all you country folks out there, thank you for surviving. And we're up here in northern North Dakota, and it's pretty much country folk up here. A little bit city-fied, but a lot of country up here, and it certainly is Trump country. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show coming to you from northern North Dakota. James Kelso here on the fourth day of April, 2024. We're together 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, this being Thursday. And the, the update, it's the 24-hour report, the executive summary of what's gone on in the previous 24. It's been good. Donald Trump has made more progress. Damage has been done to the commie rats. Although, there's something going the wrong way, too. Several things going the wrong way. And, of course, the one that it's easy to stop talking about it and, you know, become numb to it. But, of course, the invasion is just roaring. At least 10,000 undesirable people a day. 10,000. And each of those people is an enormous problem. They will be sucking at the federal and state tits for the rest of their lives, many of them, most of them. They will be dragging down our culture, our economy. And, of course, the demon rat communists, you know, whatever the truth actually is, they say exactly the opposite. So they're saying these invaders are needed to boost our economy. Okay, well, just replace the word boost with tear down. And et cetera, et cetera. It's that's going on. And it's, we dare not become inured to it. We have to rise up in anger against it and stop it. And that is, you know, the mechanics of that. What is, well, okay, all right. It does look as if, you know, this hallelujah, it does look as if it will be a Donald Trump versus Joe Biden rematch. Now, it could. We know who's in our corner. We know the champ. The champ is on the stool wearing the white trunks and the golden sneakers with a red, the white trunks with red stripes. We know who's in our corner. We don't know for sure if it will be the execrable Joe Biden in the other corner. It's a mind-boggling situation. And you know, the time now is short. Let's just take a look here. Let me just glance at my phone, or glance at my notes here. What have we got left? Here we are. We're April, May, June, July. That takes us up to the Republican convention in July, I believe. It's right around the corner. April, May, June, July. Then August, that's the Demon Rat convention in Chicago. The July convention, the Republicans in Milwaukee, not too far down the road from where Donald Trump was yesterday in Green Bay. Then you got September, October, and bang, there's the election. Here's the election. That, you know, that is, look forward to it, folks. That is going to be one heck of a radio show. That'll be a Tuesday. And we'll be meeting here at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Results will be already appearing on the board. The pattern will have already shown itself. Are they pulling off a steal again? Now, good news today. Let me go. I'm going to look for it. I was watching it on, you know, you call it TV. I don't watch TV anymore. I don't have ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. I don't have any of those. I cut the cable. I don't watch network television. It's stupid. Why pay for it? And the so for TV, for many of us, TV is something we're streaming over the internet. It's our cable connection. That's, we haven't really, we've cut the cable TV, but we really haven't cut the cable, have we? We're still stuck with that internet provider that wherever you may be, there's usually one company that's kind of got a lock on providing internet for your area. And they've got a lot of infrastructure. They've got all those cables, all that fiber optic and coaxial cable strung all over your town or city. And it's sort of a built-in monopoly. And we don't have enough patriots in those companies. They do use those companies to throttle us. But anyway, squeaking through all of the efforts to stop it are things like Real America's Voice. That's where, so what do I watch? What does Kelso watch during the day? Well, when I sit down to my computer or when I turn on my big screen TV, I also have an internet connection with that big screen. I don't have TV. There is no TV going into my TV. It's the internet. So I will go into my favorite YouTube channels, my favorite things like Real America's Voice. One of my techniques for getting information is I use a Roku stick. I have Roku sticks all over my house and all the different computers. And I will, you know, I stumbled upon it. I don't know what Roku, is it good, bad, ugly, indifferent? I don't know, but they do have One America News, OAN. They do have Newsmax. They do have, most importantly for me, Real America's Voice. And that's where I find Stephen K. Bannon. And that's where I find Charlie Kirk. And a bevy of others. Anyway, so some good news that I saw on Real America's Voice today. The latest polling. My goodness, let's go there. Let's look at it. First, let's go. And, you know, the one place I do go all day, every day, is Truth Social, because that's what Donald Trump's doing at Truth Social. He is he's sending out the signal, the freedom signal. And the so I'm just getting started here with what he's got up today, but I'm sure he'll put it up, is that the latest, I think it's the Rasmussen poll, has him up nationally by 7, or is it 8 points? Are you kidding? Is that real? Let's go to it now. Let's look look for it. All right. Kind of going down here, looking for some cherry picking a little bit. There's a nice one. 14 hours ago, all of the competitors to Truth Social who are failing at every level like to use their vaunted disinformation machine to try and convince people, and it is not easy to do, that truth is not such a big deal and doesn't get the word out as well as various others. Oh, and when he says truth, he's using truth as a short, as an abbreviation for Truth Social. I like that. That's nice. Truth. That Truth Social is not such a big deal and doesn't get the word out as well as various others, which they know to be false. I think Truth Social is amazing. First of all, it is very solid, having over $200 million in cash and zero debt. Nice. More importantly, it is the primary, I'm going to expand this article. More importantly, it is the primary way I, Donald Trump, get the word out. That's what I've been saying about him for how long? A couple of years. Donald Trump is the greatest journalist alive. He gets the word out, the greatest communicator. And for better or worse, people want to hear what I have to say, perhaps according to experts, more than anyone else in the world. That's interesting. Pause to think about that for a moment. It's true. I wake up in the morning myself, I'll speak for myself. I wake up in the morning wanting to know, what's Donald Trump doing? What's he thinking? What did he say today? What did he do? I really don't have that curiosity about Steve Bannon. I'm pretty darn interested in Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk. And Tucker. Those are the three in my triumvirate of the great ones. My TV ratings are by far the highest, and my rallies are not equaled, even close, anywhere or by anyone. Look, I had hundreds of millions of followers on various platforms and could have them back again, but was canceled for largely political reasons. Those platforms all want me back. They need me back. On Truth, I have 7 million followers. Nice. Let's take a look. I don't think he's quite up to 7 million yet. Let's just take a look. 6.92. I'll tell you what, it's an accelerating upward curve. I've been following his I started following it at about 3 and 4 million. And it's accelerating. People are coming, they're flocking. And then he's got one up here. He's got a big banner that says, well, he didn't post this. We love Truth Social, the best social media platform. All right, let me go back because that's actually somebody else's post responding to Donald Trump. Here's one. Okay. Let's go back to the top here. Let's go right to the top. What are you saying right now? It's interesting to imagine Donald Trump's daily routine. I'm sure there is no routine, but how does he maneuver? How does he station himself as he moves through his day? He's posting like crazy. And, you know, think of all of the things he's doing. Like, have you ever been sued? You ever been hauled into court by teams of dozens of dirtbag attorneys with unlimited funds before a corrupt communist judge, all of them hating you, all of them wanting you dead? But he's not pursued by one. Of course, none of us have had that experience. He's not pursued by one. not by two, not by three, more than four. Four biggies now, but there have been a number of others. He has to deal with each one of them every day. Wait a minute. Did the president put this up? Let me just look at it. I don't think he put this one up. This is one of the posters on Truth Social, Gateway Pundit, my favorite news website. And so here's an article on the Gateway Pundit. Oh, this is a zinger here. Now, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I love her. And here's an article by Jim Hoft. I love him. On Truth Social, on Gateway Pundit. Marjorie Taylor Greene speculates Speaker Johnson is, quote, being blackmailed, unquote. And then she asks, what do they have on him? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, another person who's been voicing that sentiment is Matt Gaetz. He's also been saying, I know, he said, the left is blackmailing people in the Republican Party to strong arm them, to terrorize them, to threaten them. And, you know, this is a tactic they use. The right doesn't even think of using a dirty tactic like that. It's a very powerful, effective tactic, blackmail. And because we abhor such a tactic, don't ever even think of using it, we aren't aware that it's being used on us. So let's see what she says here. Well, maybe we can get her saying it directly. Let me see if I can find her. Oh, here she is talking to, who else? Tucker Carlson.
Completely changed his character in a matter of about 5 months after he has become Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Mike Johnson is a Christian. He called himself a conservative, always has been. He's a Republican member, but yet here we are after the minibus was passed just almost 2 weeks ago in Washington, and now with the $60 billion going to a war in Ukraine that Americans, 70% of Americans do not support it. That's the most recent polling. 70% of Americans and the majority of Republicans do not support funding Ukraine. People want to see a peace deal in Ukraine, not murdering more Ukrainians and more Russians. This needs to end. But no, Mike Johnson has made a complete departure of who he is and what he stands for.
There's the red flag, right? He's acting as if what? Somebody's blackmailing him. Well, if you have somebody like that running your operation, you better get rid of them quick. And they better help Mike Johnson get out. Now, the honorable thing for him to do if he's being blackmailed is to quit. But the blackmailers could say, no. Hey, Mike, baby. No, not so fast. You're not quitting. No. Mo, we've got you by the, we're just going to keep squeezing. And if you quit, whoa, man, we're going to really squeeze and twist. So you just keep doing what we tell you to do. We want $60 billion for Ukraine. We want a giant $7 trillion boondoggle budget that will destroy America. That's what we want, Mike, baby. So you can't expect Mike Johnson to do anything like the right thing. He's got to be tossed overboard. We'll be right back.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
All right, we're back, folks. And we're expounding on a true pathetic worm. A worm, Mike Johnson of Louisiana. And, you know, just looking at him, looking at his presence, his face, his lips, his eyes, his demeanor, he looks like a running coward, running dog, a worm. But let's listen to, who are we listening to here? We're listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about him. Here she goes. She's talking to Tucker Carlson.
And to the point where people are literally asking, is he blackmailed? What is wrong with him? Because right. He's completely disconnected with what we want.
Do you think he is being blackmailed?
I have no idea. I can't comprehend, Tucker, what radically changes a man. I mean, if we break down the second part of basically an omnibus, let's break that down. So Mike Johnson is pro-life. In the second part of the omnibus, just less than 2 weeks ago, he funded full-term abortion clinics. Full-term abortion clinics. He funded the trans agenda on children. I mean, how does that even happen from a Christian conservative Republican speaker? He did nothing for the southern border, did nothing to secure the border. And this comes on the heels of Lake and Riley being brutally murdered. This came on the heels of a video that was running on loop on social media where illegal aliens had rushed our border, ran over Texas National Guard, ran over Border Patrol agents in order to invade our country. These were military-aged men, by the way. This, he did nothing to secure a border. It's the number one issue in the world. He completely changed who he was, funded the FBI, gave him a brand new building, fully funded the department.
$3 billion brand new FBI building. The FBI headquarters in Pennsylvania is already an overbuilt, excessively gaudily large structure. That wasn't good enough. Mike Johnson obliged.
Of justice that is persecuting everyone on the right and actually targeting our presidential candidate for election this year, literally trying to put him in jail the rest of his life. We don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore, so there's no I can't comprehend it.
Well, I have noticed just from living in Washington for so long that a lot of the top decision makers are lying about their personal lives, and there's something, you know, really amiss there.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. There's your blackmail. So Mike Johnson, the self-righteous, self-proclaimed Christian, holier than thou. Yes, Tucker, I'm with you. Something's rotten in Denmark with Mike Johnson. And the enemy has got him.
And I would definitely say Mitch McConnell would be among those. And there does seem to be a connection between the creepiness of your personal life and the deception around your personal life and your willingness to vote with the other side. I mean, have you noticed this at all?
Absolutely. And I think it's something that the American people are extremely aware of because none of it makes sense. Yeah. How do you become Speaker of the House? And let's look at that. It's basically like there's Establishment Washington runs like a company. We could call it the firm. Well, Mike Johnson just got promoted to senior partner at the firm because he has been obeying their every single demand. He funded the military. He funded the military-industrial complex and everything that they want done. He funded Biden's open border invasion. He funded the Green New Deal, the climate agenda. He funded full-term abortion clinics, the trans agenda on kids. He funded every single thing that the firm stands for and what they're trying to push on the rest of the world. This is the agenda for the rest of the world, and they are not—they're not hiding it one single bit.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful! What a woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, there's another segment here. Just a sec. Here's a little bit more of what she had to say with Tucker.
Since Joe Biden became president, the U.S. government has spent hundreds of billions of dollars fighting an undeclared war against Russia. No one in all of that time has explained really the purpose of this war, why it would benefit the United States or the world. Clearly, at least some policymakers are motivated by ethnic and religious hatreds. That's probably part of the real reason. But officially, no one has told us why we are doing this. But the net effect has been, in part, to send...
Now, that was a bold statement by Tucker, as he was talking about motivated by ethnic hatred. Talking about the Bolsheviks, folks. Ballsy by Tucker. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to
beware.
I think it's time we stop.
Hey, James, thanks for joining us, James in Vancouver.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, old Mike Johnson, baby's been threatened. It's like, hey, Mike, baby, you're going to do what we tell you, or it's going to be Dealey Plaza 2.0. We're going to make an example of you like we did with Kennedy.
There's a possibility of that. I think the way Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking, and we'll go right back to her, because I found the complete interview with Tucker, and I want to play more of it. It's golden. I think she's on to something that is much easier for the commies. They're certainly willing to do and threaten assassination. But they thrive on blackmail. And so Tucker just said something very interesting. He said the darker the lives, you know, the private lives of these people in Washington, and Tucker has lived there, you know, he's been there a long many years. Yeah. He said their private lives are pretty dodgy. He used Mitch McConnell as an example. But he's saying Mike Green, and here's what MTG is saying.
Johnson's the Speaker of the House, right?
He's the Speaker.
Johnson's
and
the
he's,
speaker,
this,
right?
he's this yeah. he's this Sunday school teacher looking kind of guy. real sort of milquetoast appearance. But he is truly a worm. And they've got something up. So I don't think they've called him up and said, hey, you know, you're in the crosshairs. I think they said, hey, Mike, you know, we've got some video, buddy. You didn't know we were filming. You did you? You didn't know. You didn't know how good we communists are. That's right. We put a camera in there. We got a shot of you in the in Motel 6. And
Motel 6.
Yeah. Super 8. Remember that Motel 6, Mike? It's a pretty good clear shot of you there in the face, you know, someone moaning away with that lady there in the Motel 6. So could you get a self-righteous prig like Mike Johnson? Could you get him to do anything with the threat of revealing a film or how about an audio? And, you know, the communists specialize in this, setting people up and blackmail. So, and I love this, that Marjorie Taylor Greene is openly saying this. And, you know, if she, you know, she's there sitting, you know, near him for years in the House of Representatives. And if she can't tell, if she smells a rat, no, he's got to go. You can't have your leader. You can't have the troops, you know, the team like Marjorie Taylor Greene. They can't wonder whether their commander, Mike Johnson, is working for the other side. That's not going to work. You need to get a new man.
Has there been moved to impeach? Has there been moved to impeach?
Yes. Marjorie Taylor Greene has said, let's see, the terminology is she calls for a to vacate the chair. She makes a motion. She hasn't done it. A motion to vacate the chair. And so she's openly said it on national TV, said it to Johnson's face. And that hasn't moved him. He's still.
What did Johnson do?
He signs off on more and more hundreds of billions of trillions of dollars of destroying America. And get this, in this latest ad, he's very defensive about it. So he's not even apologizing. He's no shame. So in one of his latest responses, here's what he said, just to give you the measure of how disgusting the guy is. He said of himself, he said, I'll find it for you. He characterized himself that the effort to oust him, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene, is just a distraction. Yeah. And then he says, here's a quote, we fought like warrior poets. He says against, let me get the exact quote.
Warrior poets. In Chinese we say lian pi en ho. That means you could throw crap in his face and he wouldn't say anything.
He says
crap,
this.
I mean the S word, right?
He says, now, we fought like warrior poets to keep some of those Senate appropriations or some of those Senate earmarks out of the bill. And we were successful in getting a lot of the terrible stuff out, but a few of them made it through. Yeah, like $60 billion for Ukraine, you know, abortion clinics, a few little details.
Full-term abortion, I heard just now. He's crazy.
Yeah. Nine-month abortion at 9 months, yeah. And so the God, the guy is such as he looks, you know, the word sanctimonious is better applied to Mike Johnson than to Ron DeSantis.
Mike,
I mean,
Pence, number two.
Mike, this guy is worse.
Yeah.
He's got to go. He's got to go. But this is interesting. In articles, who is he referring to in the warrior poets? What is a warrior poet? And so I looked that up. What is a warrior poet? And the person cited as the model of a warrior poet is a famous knight known as Sir William Marshall, the first Earl of Pembroke in Britain. He would be one who is
a cup of tea.
Here's the thing. he's one of the founders of the Knights Templar. And he was, in fact, an incredible figure, was William Marshall. But now, kind of gets me here, because William Marshall, Knight Templar, Guillaume Le Marchal, is my grandfather. He's my grandfather. Born in, yes. His blood flows in my veins and through my brain.
Not your grandfather. He's your great-great-great something grandfather. Am I right?
He was born in 1146 in,
yes.
In Wales. He died in 1219 and right. In England. He is my 24th great-grandfather.
And, well, James, we're going to have to get you in Congress. That's all there is to it. With that,
yeah, but I mean, he's
you gotta.
I feel abused. I feel abused here. He's expropriating the title of warrior poet, and I'm not the warrior poet. William Knight Templar Marshall. Anyway, let's go back to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's see here. What I've got here, this is, all right, I'm just dropping the bouncing ball somewhere in the middle. Here, I'll go towards the end, more towards the end. Let's see what she says.
But all these people take calls from Zelensky and are swayed by him. Is it a little weird to see an American Speaker of the House pay closer attention to a foreign leader or a number of different foreign leaders than he would to his own voters and colleagues in the House, in our legislative body?
Yeah, absolutely, especially considering Mike Johnson has completely changed his character in a matter of about 5 months after he has become Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson is a Christian. He called himself a conservative, always.
Okay, I didn't go forward, I went backwards. So let's go later. Here she is later.
For every single demand. He funded the military. He funded.
Okay, we heard that already. Let's go some more. Here she is a little later.
Not only with him, but many other people in Washington, D.C.
And I think that's such a deep point. And thank you for making that. And to the and look, I'm trying to invoke people's religious faith. I feel like it's personal, kind of not my business. But Mike Johnson has talked a lot about his faith as a Christian. And he says it informs all of his decisions. So with that in mind, here he is. Funding a government in Ukraine that's putting priests in jail, putting priests in jail, banning a Christian denomination, you know, sending the army in to close churches. And he's also funding a war in Gaza that's killing Christians and blowing up Christian churches. So how can a Christian be in favor of using U.S. tax dollars to kill and imprison other Christians? I don't understand that. What is that?
Yeah, you can't be. It's called a hypocrisy. Is what that's called. That is completely against every tenet of our Christian faith. It's against what the Bible says. You know, if we went to biblical principles, Tucker, biblical principles teach us to not be in debt because we are slaves to our debtor. But yet this morning, when Americans woke up, they found themselves $34.6 trillion in debt, and it went up $40 billion while they slept. So that is completely against our Christian faith, against our principles that the Bible teaches us. But to fund the murder every single day, to fund a war, to pay for it, to continue it, to advise it, to have our CIA on the ground over there running that war in Ukraine against Russia, nuclear armed Russia.
This is the kind of person that needs to be sitting behind the Oval, the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. Marjorie Taylor Greene would be a wonderful running mate for Donald Trump. I wonder if she's on the short list. Boy, I would be so glad to hear that Donald Trump would select Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's got it. She's got it.
This is beyond this. You can't even call yourself a Christian if that's what you're doing. That is a complete departure from anything that is Christian. And I would argue funding wars all over the world is a complete departure. Because here's the truth. They lie to us every single day, Tucker, telling us that Vladimir Putin and Russia is going to continue and march across Europe and take over Europe. That is a complete lie, because that is not what we are seeing with our eyes. And that is not what history, recent history, is showing us.
I love this. That is not what we are seeing with our eyes. Where did she come from? You know, how dare she see the world with her eyes? With her own lying eyes, she sees it's as obvious as the nose on any of our faces. You're not allowed to participate in politics in America if you do things like that.
And that is not the statement of Vladimir Putin in Russia.
I'm sorry, say that again, James.
She's a breath of fresh air. I mean,
she is such a breath of fresh air. You know, exactly. Right. You know, one thing that's just a real, you know, heartwarming consolation to me. We are in a bad place, folks. It is. It's not a pretty place that we're in. And, you know, it's some consolation. You hear people who are in desperate straits, you know, who said, well, it was such an honor to, you know, to fight on this hill with these men. You know, I mean, to be on the same hill as Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's some, I'm so glad there are some people like what you're hearing in this interview, two really great people.
That is not what they are saying they want to do.
I mean, like, they care about Europe. They blew up their natural gas pipeline. They impoverished Europe. They destroyed the economy of Europe. Mike Johnson and his friends. So last question, is this actually going to happen? Will this funding go through with Mike Johnson leading the charge after recess?
Now Tucker just said something. He just slipped it in there. He said they blew up Europe's pipeline. It was their major source of energy. And Tucker said Mike Johnson and his friends. There's a lot in that statement. Mike Johnson and his friends. What Tucker's saying right there is, yeah, you're right,
who
Marjorie.
Are the friends?
Yeah, Mike Johnson and his friends. Yeah, who are the friends? Uh-huh. These are the people Tucker's talking about all the time. These are the deep state. These are the...
And those are the ones that can threaten them.
Yeah.
I know, right. I understand this blackmail thing, but I think in this case, it's more than blackmail.
Yeah, it could be. But blackmail is a sufficient explanation. I mean, yeah, we can go to the, this guy is such an obvious coward. Steve Bannon today called him a worm. I loved it. What a good term to use for a worm. How would you like to be called a worm?
Well, Mike Pence is a worm,
yes,
so he's in good company.
There's a couple other worms in here.
Yeah, Mike Pence is a worm, that's for sure.
Next week. He's going to suspend the rules. He's going to bring it to the floor for a vote. Every Democrat is going to wear their blue and yellow lapel pins and flags and scarves, and they're going to vote to fund that. And we're going to have, you know, a percentage of our Republicans that actually support it will vote to fund it, and it will pass in the House. It will pass in the House. It'll go to the Senate. Mitch McConnell will line up his little Senate soldiers, and they will vote for it. And Chuck Schumer can't wait to pass it because Ukraine is everything, right? Ukraine is everything. Murdering an entire generation of Ukrainian men is the most important thing that they can do.
this is too... Yes, breath of fresh air, James. You know, this woman is so. Remember that she's actually making a reference back to, harking back to Mitch McConnell, who stood in front of a microphone like a corpse. The guy looks like a corpse. He is a corpse. He's a spiritually empty shell. And he stood in front of a microphone, and he said, "The war in Ukraine is the most important thing in the world right now." He said that. Not the invasion of the border, not the $34 trillion national debt that your grandchildren aren't going to pay that. Nobody's going to pay that. Now, by the way, here's a hopeful note. Donald Trump has over and over again, he talks about paying down the national debt. And he says he talks about it in conjunction with the black gold upon which we live, that we sit, the greatest oil reserves in the world. I think Donald Trump is going to.
That's true.
Here's a prediction, folks. Donald Trump knows there's enough oil under federal land in the United States that he's going to simply say, how much, he's going to ask somebody to come in, how much is it worth? He's going to bring the accountants in, how much is all this oil under federal land in America worth? And he's going to say, and they're going to come in and say, well, it's, I don't know, $20 trillion. He said, bing, we're paying off $20 trillion of the debt. Bingo.
Right.
We're not putting it on
our ranch.
Yeah, it can be done. We will be back in a moment, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing. And I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you, Donald Trump had the price of oil the lowest it went was $11 a barrel before he left office. $11 a barrel. That was in in April of 2020, the election year, the year they stole the election. Joe Biden has had the price of oil up above $100, $107. And right now, it's $86, the price of oil. What Donald Trump could do is take all of these fat cats who are holding the debt of the United States. And you can't renege on the debt. You can, but that's extremely extreme move. But what he can do very realistically, say, all you guys out there, you can just, hey, look, guys, suck on this, okay? I don't care if it's usual or it's approved by you or Bank of America approves or the Federal Reserve. They can all go to hell. I'm the president of the United States, and I'm sitting on, and I'm just going to throw a number out there, I'm sitting on $20 trillion at current prices of oil. And all of your debt instruments that all you guys are holding like a club over my grandchildren and great-grandchildren and over this great nation, you can all go to hell. And you can be thankful, and you can thank your lucky stars and get down on your knees that I'm going to convert your indebtedness into bonds against oil. So if you have
the price of U.S. treasuries will go up, and the price of U.S. treasuries will go up, and the world will again be attracted to the United States.
Right. And the president will say, exactly. Here's your oil-denominated debt instrument. And you guys work it out. You guys have a pissing contest among yourselves about how you're going to settle these oil contracts and how you're going to convert your. But I'm giving you each. If you're holding $1 billion worth of the American debt, some enormous group out there like BlackRock, you take your $1 billion and you billionaire people out there. Who've never worked, you fat, flabby, puffy people who've never worked a day in your life. So I'm going to give you an oil certificate, not a silver certificate, not a gold certificate, not a Federal Reserve bond or debt. It's going to be an oil certificate. So and you're entitled to this much of the federal oil. That's it. And then in one fell swoop, the president could take a $34 million national debt that will never be – you can't pay it off. I mean, you can't – through taxation. What it is perpetual slavery.
You'll never pay that with taxes.
Yeah, yep. It's perpetual slavery for the middle and lower class. And so he can simply – I'm just taking a rough number out of there. He could bring it down, shave it down to $14 trillion, which itself is intolerable. But we can do it. We could work that one off. And then we could go to not having. Why do we have to have a national debt? What a dumbass idea. We will be
using for leverage.
Yeah.
Leverage.
We'll be back with you folks again tomorrow, which will be Friday. See you then. Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.